It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. A few weeks ago, Dr. Husing started a series of conversations detailing the growing economic advantages that 12 regions of the Inland Empire have, not just collectively, but also individually, that Dr. Husing says provides each zone and the IE as a whole numerous competitive advantages over the economies of Southern California coastal communities. Dr. Husing has talked about the Western Edge, Corona, Norco, and East Vail. He also talked about the city of Riverside. Last week, he talked about Moreno Valley, Paris, Hemet, San Jacinto, and Menifee. And you can find those segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This morning, Dr. Husing is going to talk about what he calls Southwest Riverside County, the economic advantages, growing economic strength in Wildomar, Lake Elsinore, Temecula, and Murrieta. Also, the growing economic strength in the Pass area, Banning, Beaumont, and Cabazon. First, we asked Dr. Husing to talk about the Temecula, Murrieta, and Wildomar and Lake Elsinore area.
Well, it's interesting. It is the back door. In a sense, most of the growth that we've seen in the Inland Empire has come out of L.A. and Orange. Then the I-5 was completed through to San Diego. And as a consequence of that, you've seen growth coming out of San Diego, going north into the Temecula, Murrieta, Wildomar, Lake Elsinore. In fact, Lake Elsinore is funny in that I think a lot of people who used to live on the border between San Diego and Orange County now live across from each other in Elsinore because they both, that's the city that's receiving it from both directions. What you have particularly in that area is a unusually well-educated labor force, which has come up out of San Diego County. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who moved there, frankly, are moved there because they couldn't afford to live in San Diego. A lot of them are still commuting. But what that means is you've got a population that is well-educated that would prefer to work, not have those long commutes. So again, as we see the economy move into the higher end types of jobs that ultimately are going to come inland, Murrieta, Temecula in particular are places where I suspect we're going to see that those jobs grow because they have that advantage. The disadvantage in a sense there is there's a lack of space.
All right. It didn't used to be the case, but now they're running out of room there. Huh?
Well, in terms of to accommodate more employers, because the cities are sort of getting, particularly Temecula, somewhat built out in terms of putting together the kinds of facilities that you would see higher end companies that want to be in office complexes located in. Murrieta has a lot more space in that respect, I believe. But in any case, that area is, I think, ripe to see that higher-end move in the economy, basically because of the relationship to San Diego, in a sense similar to the western edge of Riverside County, seeing come out of Orange County and L.A. County.
Just parenthetically, there's a lot of agricultural land in the Temecula-Murrieta area, and I'm sure the pressure is on a lot of that land, a lot of it vineyards, wineries and such. Does all that agricultural land, does the wine country in Temecula provide an advantage or a disadvantage as this region has to grow?
It's an advantage for the economy in that is a piece of the tourist economy. People like to go to, if you're talking to somebody that goes to a lot of wineries. And no, it is an area, that is a tourist advantage that they will be able to take advantage of. It also has a climate advantage that the rest of the Inland Empire does not have. Specifically, in a direct line from the ocean through a notch in the mountains, you get wind that brings in cooler air into that area where the wineries are located. It gives the Temecula Valley a milder climate than you have in most of the interior of Southern California in our two-county area.
Hmm. So you would not be in favor of bulldozing some of those vineyards for housing then, huh?
I think you'd have an armed insurrection down there if you tried
that. Probably would. Okay, well, let's move east, eastern Riverside County, and it's a big county, so I guess we could say the pass area of Banning and Beaumont and Cabazon is really more central Riverside County.
Well, what you have there is the analog to the I-215 is what's going on the I-60 and going through that particular area, the 60 and the 10.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got the 60 leaving Moreno Valley, joining the 10 in Beaumont, then the 10 going through Banning and out to Cabazon. What you've got there is, first of all, the housing move, the same kind of thing going on in Menifee, is taking place mostly right now in Beaumont, but it will move into Banning and continue east. Of course, you have the Indian Casino with the Morongo tribe in Cabazon. There is the, it's on the route for the UP Railroad where it comes out of and goes into the Inland Empire, goes right through there. There is talk of the potential for the inland port that I've discussed in a previous program, that one of the possibilities would be for it to locate on Indian land out in the pass area. So that would be a huge job generator as a result of that. So it is that's what's going on in that particular area. So good population growth, a change in the demographics as a consequent. Beaumont has become one of the better educated towns in the interior of Riverside County because of the population that has migrated there. You probably saw the result of that in the last city council election, where three councilmen lost and three new ones came in, and it was more than likely the result of those new residents becoming part of the fabric of Beaumont. That tends to happen as you get an area that's older that gets inundated by large numbers of new people moving in. Its advantage is there is land available up there.
Yeah, for big logistics centers and housing.
Well, both of those. There's a lot of political controversy around the question of whether that land will allow to be used for logistics. There's a strong feeling, particularly against it in Beaumont. So that is a dynamic that is yet to play out. But certainly it has the capability of acting similarly to what we're seeing on the I-215, or South I-215, where the people migrate and then the jobs that they do start to come along behind them.
Dr. Husing continues his focus next week. John Husing is the chief economist of the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Check out past Tuesday segments at kvcrnews.org.